Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, hello. Happy Thursday, everybody. I hope that this beautiful spring day, we're actually having one here in Coleman. We hope this beautiful spring day is finding you happy, healthy, thriving, and moving towards your goals. And if you've been here before, we thank you for being a frequent listener of the show. And if you're new here, just know that you are going to hear some inspiring stories and hopefully some fresh ideas to hope maybe awaken you to take that next healthy step for yourself. And it should be a pretty fun call tonight. There is a fellow that I met online, actually. We became Facebook friends in a group that had to do with healthy eating and just healthy living. And kind of a funny side story is the group kind of went away, but him and I stayed in contact, and I reached out to him to come on tonight and talk about what he's been doing to change his health and his life, because I have found him extremely inspiring. And so I'd like to introduce Shane Corslin. He's calling in tonight. Are you there, Shane?
Yeah, I'm here.
Nice.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you so much. Thanks for joining tonight. And I really appreciate it, because it's health is one of my favorite topics. I'm probably kind of even nerdy about it now, and I don't care. I used to worry about what people think or thought, and it's just great. And I gotta say, Shane, that your career path that you're on at the moment kind of eliminates anybody's excuses out there for getting on a health journey and sticking to it. Because you want to tell everybody what you do?
I drive semi. I travel the country and deliver I deliver potatoes a lot to like your Frito-Lay plants and stuff, so potato chips. But you got to do something for a living.
Absolutely.
There is really, once you think about it, there really is no excuse. We're all given the same 24 hours. It's just what we do with it and how we use it. And it's very important. You know, even they say that, you know, healthy eating is expensive. Well, it's expensive being unfit as well. It's just that you got to choose your path. I mean, if you eat unhealthy, you're going to be unhealthy, and then you're going to have them doctor bills. So, you know, what outweighs what?
Absolutely.
So I guess,
yeah. And you're faced with it. I mean, you're basically on the roads here in America, and it's one of the phrases I've learned along the way of my journey is it's just filled and littered with nutritional pollution. And everywhere you turn, it's just that stuff's just available. So how do you manage that for yourself?
I manage by, first of all, I plan my meals. I make my own meals, and I take that on the road. And then if I do have to eat on the road, there are healthier choices. I mean, you can find hard-boiled eggs, or you can find, you know, more protein-based like beef jerky or something. You know, you just got to watch like the sodium levels, obviously, and stuff like that. I mean, it's a lot of paying attention, and there are possibilities out there. You know, you got to stay away from your sugars and you know, your unhealthy choices. I mean, because they're abundant. I mean, it's just crazy that, you know, how abundant they are, and it's like, we're faced with that decision, and ultimately it is our decision. It's nobody else's, and it's the right choice to eat healthy. you feel better. You just, you know, you can enjoy yourself and your family and the things around you better.
And would you find that it's your goals that you are moving towards that help you make those decisions when you're kind of faced with that choice?
Well, as you, when I first started, it was more like a detox from all the bad foods, and as I took the healthier road, you know, I went, well, maybe I should try that again, and it was just it reassured me on, you know, like the bloating feeling or the sick feeling or just the down feeling of eating that food, and it just kind of reassured me that I was making the right choice. Once you get away from that bad habit, I mean, it's just amazing, you know, how better you become and how much stronger you become when you're out of it. I mean, that's
a big difference.
It's a big difference. It's huge. And like I said, it's just, for myself, it was the easy way out. I mean, I wouldn't want to make that meal, you know, for myself. So I would just stop at all these fast food places and then wind up getting more than what I should eat. But it was constant. It was an everyday thing. It just, you know, once I stop and think about it, it's like, what did I do to myself and why? And then the amount of money I spent on it. And, you know, when people say, you know, like I said in the beginning, that people say it's expensive to eat healthy. Well, when you're eating out like that all the time, what's expensive to you?
Yeah. You know, it adds up fast. Yeah. And I'll tell you, just with my experience and in my past, I didn't ever really count that stuff as part of my groceries either. Like, because I would carry cash in my pocket because I didn't save the receipts. And then as long as I got rid of the wrappers, it kind of didn't ever count. So do you mind sharing with everybody where you started and how far you've come on your journey? You've come quite a ways.
Sure. In June of 2016, I came to a point in my life where after a 12-hour day working on my feet, walking around, I couldn't get out of my car. I mean, it was just so difficult where I had to pull myself up, and having two young children and, you know, and at 40, you know, not being able to keep up. And, you know, I really started looking into the stomach stapling or stomach surgery, and then, you know, the people that had that done went into more of a deep, dark depression. And, you know, I've been depressed and anxiety most of my life, and due to my choices. And so I started out riding a bike, and you got to set targets. That's a very important part about anything we do in life, is you got to set a target and set that target as far as you can. And then once you start to see that target, maybe set it even further. So I set my target at 5 miles, and I rode my bike for 5 miles until mid-September, when I decided to join Anytime Fitness. And it was the best choice I made. And, you know, at first it was for the wrong reasons. It was for me, you know, kind of selfish, you know. But then as I got to see more, it's more of a like-mindedness than it is anything. In life, we have to surround ourselves with like-mindedness. I mean, unfortunately for us today, in today's society, it's a lot of negative. And you got to be able to see past that and distance yourself from that. And I found that, and, you know, I got a trainer, and she showed me, you know, very in shape girl, but she didn't need to be doing what she did, but she did it because she loved it, and she did it because she wanted to be healthy, and she was nice to me and nice to others and compassionate. And she showed me that, you know, lifting weights or treadmill or cardio or anything, there's a lot more to it than just being a selfish person. I mean, you're in there for yourself, and we need to be healthy, as healthy as we can be, to to make life worth living sometimes, and to be able to see yourself walking down a healthy path is very important. At 40 years old, before I even started riding bike, I was over 400 pounds. And then I had lost over pretty close to 80 pounds riding bike. And then in September of 2016, I joined Anytime Fitness. And then I had, I'm currently down to 230 now. And I changed my path. Your path is never going to be straight. You're going to see things as you go down your path, and it's going to change, and it's important to have change. It's important to jump outside your comfort zone, because let's face it, if you stick in your comfort zone, you're not going to go anywhere. I mean, if you want to go somewhere, you're going to have to want to step outside that box. And then healthy eating is a very important to anything. I mean, it's about 90. It's a mind game, and
One of the things that we talk about is how it, you know, when you compare like gym and eating, it can even be compared to like 80% eating, 20% gym. But when it comes to really getting in that mindset, which that's something I want to talk about when we come back after the break, when we get started, it really is about 80% mindset and then 20% mechanics of just making those habits happen. And then our mind is that big piece. But you've come such a great, I mean, it's so fantastic. I love it. One of the things that I saw that you had shared was the difference between you doing landscaping in your yard before, probably a couple of years ago, I think, and then a picture of you doing landscaping now. And that was fantastic. So talk a little bit about that difference.
Being able to have energy to actually do something, I mean, prior to my change, I'd be lucky to be outside for 10, 15 minutes, and it'd be like, screw this, you know, this is too much work. And being in a sweat, and now it's like I want to accomplish that. I want to get it done, and I'm not going in until it's done.
And you can, and
I'm not out of breath, and I'm able to do it, and I'm able to do it with my family. I mean, that's a very big part of everything. I mean, if you know, I was faced with being lucky to be here for another 10. Maybe 5, 10, even 15 years, and, you know, I probably prolong that to 20, maybe 30, and it's a big number once you think we're only given in a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's never too late. I mean, I see people at the gym that are, there's a 75-year-old gentleman that is lifting or deadlifting and doing weightlifting competitions, and he just decided to do that 2 years ago, and it's interesting to see that. I mean, and as I told you before, we always are going to come to a wall, but if we have our eyes open, there's somebody there. We're not alone in anything we do. There's always somebody that has had that same situation. You know, it's not exactly the same, but and they applied something, and they either showed you or you see them. And it's like, hey, maybe I can do that to overcome this.
That's so true. We're going to take a quick break, Shane. And when we come back, let's definitely touch on what you were just talking about, along with, you know, the whole mindset part of it. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health on Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station. We'll be right back.
About it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting.
shaping Coleman since 1989. Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey, guys. Let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
There are a lot of signs on the side of the road right now, which means an election is coming up. Sure, name recognition is good. But in 2018, voters expect a little more than that. We can help. Radio is a great medium to tell voters more about yourself, your platform, and your goals. Our very own Melissa with Live 95 is ready to take your call at 256-339-5554. 256-339-5554. Live 95 can help get your message out to Coleman County. Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thanks so much for coming back. I am talking to Shane Corslin. He is on the phone with us as a call-in guest tonight. He is my health hero of the week that I am chatting with and having some healthy conversation with. And definitely lifestyle really can be our medicine. And it's all about making the commitment to and decision really to take your health to the next level. And just before the break, we were talking about how we're never too old to do that. And we just aren't. And thanks for mentioning that, Shane, because it's so important.
So yeah, that's correct. And it's never too late. It's never too late.
No. Mm-mm. So we're going to talk a little bit about mindset. And that was one of the things that I love about social media is that we really have a decision of who comes through our newsfeed. And over my health journey, and one of the things that Shane had mentioned just before the break is about being around like-minded people. And I really have narrowed things down to where the stuff that comes through my newsfeed that I see, it's not oopy-goopy recipes, and it's not drama. It's really empowering and thought-provoking things, and I love that. And Shane's one of those guys that he posts the best stuff, and it's very inspiring and very motivating. And Shane, one of the things that we hadn't talked about, but I wanted to talk about this because I feel like this is where you are mentally. And when I learned about this book and started reading it, there's a piece of this book that is just very mind-blowing to me. So I'd like to share that. The book is called The 15 Commitments of Conscious Leadership. And one of the things that it talks about is in the context of the word commitment, it talks about how most of the time, the way this book uses the word commitment is throughout the book, it is important to clarify what we mean. Commitment is a statement of what is. From our perspective, you can know your commitments by your results, not by what you say your commitments are. We are all committed. And here's a simple illustration. We are all committed, the way we use the word, to weighing exactly what we weigh in the moment. So that's how they use the word in the book. It says, how do we know this? Because this is what is. In our experience, most people would say that they are committed to weighing more or less than they weigh in the moment. So that was a very powerful thing. So it's the result, not our words, is the proof of a commitment. And so that's where I feel like you are. I feel like you are definitely leading your life consciously, very mindfully. And I just really, I like that a lot. And I'd like to talk about that a little bit. And how, and I know in the very beginning it probably wasn't like that for you, but how have you been able to gain momentum and make this a real lifestyle for yourself?
By seeing others. I mean, I see others in a different way. And by meaning that, you know, people have their own goals, their own well-being on who they want to be and how they see themselves. And then when I started my journey, it was to be fit. It was like that New Year's resolution, but it grew into more than that because I was able to look past everything. And when you say mindset, you have to believe in yourself. You have to look at yourself and be able to say, I can build me the way I want in my image and in nobody else's image. And that's strong to me because you can. We're capable of doing anything that our mind is put to, and it's possible. I mean, I can remember back in school, the grade school teacher, you can be anything. And if I would have listened to that then, I would be a very goal-oriented person, but I didn't. I overlooked it. And it's when I started at 40, even, I didn't even know this. And I, you know, like I said, I've hit a plenty of brick walls, and I found I thought I was alone. I mean, I would have very, very strong thoughts about my health and about the way I thought about things and just what everybody around me was doing. And when you believe in yourself and you have the will to get up and do it, to get up at 3 a.m. and get to where you need to be and you know, to structure your life better, to live better, it puts you in a healthier and stronger mindset than what most people can conceive. I'm able to just sit and think and be focused on something rather than my thoughts everywhere. And it comes down to when you said it was 80% mindset, it is, because you know, when we go to a fast food restaurant, okay, why are we doing that? Mm-hmm. Nobody, I can't even answer why I did that. Because it was easy? You know, did I want to be there? I don't know. But when I put that in the health aspect, it's not because I have to, because I want to, because I can build a better me for tomorrow. And when I think of myself today, and you can't dwell on the past, but I still go back and think, well, maybe that's why that happened. and I didn't see it. And we're blind.
Yeah, yeah.
We're blind to certain things in life, and it's sad as a society we're blinded that way, and we're meant to believe that that's it, and it's not. There's so much more, and we're driven by fear. Even people in some relationships, they're scared because they think that's all that there is, but it ain't. I mean, when you fear something, when you're not able to speak your mind, you're suppressing yourself. You're putting yourself into more of a depression and anxiety, and then we search for other outs, whether that be drugs, food, gambling. It's an out for us, and it's an easy out, and it shouldn't have to be that way.
When we end up seeking that comfort.
It is a comfort, and it really...
It's a comfort also kind of flips pretty quick and can take us to a pretty uncomfortable place rather quickly, too.
Yep.
It's so good, though. I am really proud of you for all of your changes, and I look forward to just keep tabs on you, following you and seeing. So what is next for you? Do you have any idea what's your next goal that you're shooting for, that you're going after?
Well, first of all, I'd like to mention remember, it's not going to happen overnight. When you start something new, it's going to take time. But if you put in the time and the effort, every other day, daily, whatever, as long as you put in the effort, it's going to happen. Not today, not tomorrow, but look at yourself from a year from now. If you dedicate yourself for that, you're going to change, and it's going to be major. I mean, the unfortunate thing about, singularity is that we see ourselves every day, and unless it's a dramatic change, you don't see it. But social media, for me, has been great because I was able, because I always thought it was conceited to do something like that, to take pictures of yourself, but it's not, because I was able to see myself with that weight loss. And then seeing that, it's like, whoa, maybe I can do this, or maybe I can do better, and it's a growing effect. And now my goal is, 10 years from now to be a better me, and it's always been that. I just want to be able to look back 10 years from now and thank myself, because I thank myself for the last 2 years. I mean, if I didn't click, if something didn't click, I wouldn't be here today. If I wouldn't have met the certain people that I met in my life and realized it, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Yeah.
And I look forward to my next role now. That's the funny part. Everybody thinks, I'm not going to get over this. You will. I mean, there might be one or two people at that wall, but there's somebody, and that's the whole point. There's always somebody. Nobody's alone. Nobody.
That's so good. Thank you very much for coming on and sharing your story and sharing your hope and your inspiration. And we'll have to have you back. It was really good.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. And we'll be talking for sure. Thank you, Shane.
Yeah.
Well, you're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk here on Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station. And come join us Saturday morning at the Red Door Cafe. And if we can help you move forward in any way, reach out to me at ColemanCoach@gmail.com. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening. Choose health always. And stay tuned, because the Big D Radio Show is up next. Have a great week, everyone. Bye.